In Canada, a White Horse consultant says the Yukon's energy suppliers have given up on wind power in favor of expensive hydro projects. The former Yukon Energy Corporation engineer says millions of taxpayer dollars are riding on that decision. The CBC's Vic Extinko reports from this week's Utility Board hearings in Whitehorse.
Could someone please explain to me what a pothead is and what it does?
John Mason asked the question simply to demonstrate he knows it was a faulty pothead that caused the December 1st power outage across the Yukon. Mason is a big promoter of wind power, so Energy President David Morrison is cautious answering questions about the White Horse turbines.
I'm not the wind expert, Mr. Mason is, but one of the issues with the current wind turbines is their location.
Icing problems plague the Heckle Hill turbines each winter, but Mason says the turbines aren't even hooked into the energy company's central control station.
You'd think that this demonstration project, which was put in at considerable cost, would be operated seriously.
Instead, Mason says the company is pushing ahead with the expensive Mayo B Hydro expansion project. Costs are projected at $110 million.
Are we spending that money most wisely? I think if you built a wind power plant that could give you the same amount of energy as Mayo B, I think you could do it for probably half that cost.
Energy officials say wind power remains a steady option, but they say the Mayo Hydro expansion represents the easiest way to boost Yukon's energy supply. Vic Ischenko, Whitehorse.